Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there, while we walk by faith and not by sight to the destiny, the call, and the purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment segment, we're going to be empowered and encouraged in our process and how we see the process, how we face the process, how we handle the process in our everyday life. As we apply the Word of God, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, we are changed, line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and faith to faith. We become that which is necessary to the world, which is the light of Jesus Christ, and we show and demonstrate, manifest that light to the world who does not know or cannot see our Savior, our Redeemer. But as we live and we show His goodness, His grace, His love, they are able to be drawn by that light. They're able to be encouraged, those who are believers, by that light. They're able even to be strengthened by what we live and what we speak out of our mouth, decree out of our mouth. So our everyday life is a testimony, a witnessing tool that God uses as we go through the process of there. Yesterday we began a segment talking about in the book of Esther, and the topic for this week is basically what we all know to be true, being in an unlikely place, but it's the place that causes our blessing. Being in an unlikely place that God uses to bless us. And we see this in the book of Esther, and we started off yesterday saying that Esther was in basically in a foreign land, in a foreign country. The Israelites were in exile. Here she was in this foreign place, and this was the place that God set up. This is the place that God used to be her prepping ground for process. And even though we don't understand all the time how God uses things around us to prep us and to get us ready, those things are necessary to help us grow, to mature, and to learn more of God and be more like Him. We see here that as Esther's in this place of foreign land, her uncle Mordecai is the one who is rearing her. That does not talk about her parents. We don't know what happened to them. Maybe they did not make it to this foreign land. Maybe they passed away while they were there, or passed away prior to her getting there, or was left behind. So we don't see parents there. We don't see a mother or a father. We only see an uncle who is rearing her. And we don't know at what time or what season that they were not there, but we see that in this process, as a normal human being young and a young woman in a foreign place, she's got all of these things that are going on. She's got the fact that she's being reared by her uncle who loves her but could never give her the love of her father and her mother. We see that there is no woman there to help culture the woman inside of her, develop the woman inside of her, teach her the things that she needs to know. So that's lacking. We see also that she's in a foreign place. She's in a place where she does not necessarily know how to thrive or live according to the traditions of what she knows. So she's got all of these things going on that basically affect how we think, our emotions, our mentality, how we react. But she never allowed these things to hinder her heart. She stayed tender. She stayed tender to God. She stayed tender to His will. She stayed tender to the faith. Whenever you begin to get hard or put up walls or go inwardly and get into self-pity, it changes who you are. It changes your perception. It changes how you react or think or react to people. It changes everything around you. So we have to remember that when we're in these places where we don't like, and God is using these places to shape us, that we must remain tender before Him so that He can continue to shape us, make us, move us, talk to us, speak to us, and promote us and bless us. Our tenderness before Him keeps us humbled, keeps us in a place where we're able to access and receive from God even everything that we need, regardless of where we are. We also see that in this setup that God has done, we see that Queen Vashti has now rebelled against her husband. And we spoke a little bit on that yesterday about the circumstances regarding that, that the king was very prideful and haughty, very vain, because he brought all of the governors and all of the rulers from all across his land to come, and they celebrated for days and days and days, and he showed them all the glory and the riches of his kingdom. And when he was intoxicated, he now calls for his wife to come to show the final thing of his glory, of his kingdom, of the beauty, and yet she rebels. But we also said that this rebellion did not just happen overnight. This happened in a time of process. There were apparently things about him that she did not like, and we see that his vain and vanity is something that is something that is evident, and we don't understand or know all the details, but we can kind of assume that this behavior, this conduct, his character was something that she did not like, something that she detested, and she started to rebel inwardly before it outwardly came. There came a time when she was probably rolling her eyes behind his back or mumbling under her breath or saying things. These are the things that lead up to this outward rebellion, but it started inwardly first, and that's how it always happens. So we have to be very careful of the attitudes and the actions that we have to God and to people when we're in places that we don't like, or when we don't like something that's happening around us. We still have to keep an attitude that is not rebellious, an attitude that is submissive to the will of God. So we see that the king, she rebels, and everyone around her says, you can't allow this to happen. You have to now replace her. And so we see that in this replacement, God is doing a setup. He set up everything that was necessary for Vashti to be moved and for Esther to be put in the place of saving her people. So God uses situations that we don't even think about sometimes to get us put in a position that will be a blessing not only to ourselves and our family, but to the kingdom of God. And we've got to know how to allow him to do that without fighting him, without getting a heart that now becomes stubborn against his will or rebellious against his will, but stay submissive to his will. So we see that in this time frame that Vashti is removed, and we don't have time to go into it, but we see that the men that were helping the king basically used different people to allow this to happen. They called on different people to allow this to happen and to set this up. And we see that as Esther is brought in, as they bring in these women from different places and different providence, and they bring them in, they begin to get them ready, get them prepared, get them prepared for the transition of going in the presence of the king. There's certain things that had to be done. So we understand that when we get ready to go into the place that God is preparing us to go, into great places, there is a preparation process that has to take place. Many of us want to go to that place where we're before great men, or we're in that position, or we have that thriving church, or we have that husband, that wife, or we have that career that we want, or that college degree that we want, but we don't want to go through the preparation process that prepares us for that great day. We cannot miss the preparation process, because if you do not get that preparation process, the event will happen, but you will not be prepared for the event. And what will happen is you will not be able to sustain the place that God is trying to give you. You will not be able to sustain the place that he's trying to beautify you with, more than just an outward appearance or an outward show. He's trying to beautify you with his spirit, with his meekness, with who he is. He's trying to beautify you that as you go through this process and it transition into the earth, you'll be able to see him and not you. All the glory will be his, but not yours. And so we see that she had to go through a process. And even though that they're eunuchs assigned to her, and they have a certain diet that they want to give her, Esther requires and asks them, let me have this type of diet. She was basically letting them know, I cannot eat. I cannot engage in the diet of the world. I have to engage in a righteous diet, a holy diet. And that's what we have to understand. We cannot eat the things of the world and think that those things are going to cause us to grow spiritually or the things in the natural realm. We've got to eat the spiritual food that causes us to be purified, that causes us to be consecrated, that causes us to move into the place that we need to be with God without any delay, without any hindrance. So she prepares a diet that is for her. God has prepared a diet for you, and your diet is not my diet. It might be something that God is requiring me to eat that you are not ready to eat. Or it might be something that God is requiring in your diet that is taking you to where you need to go and what is preparing you, what he's preparing you for. So everyone has a table that is spread before them. Everyone has something that God has prepared for them. He's prepared a meal for you. And in that meal, it is everything that you need. It is everything that is necessary for your preparation, your process, and to get you to where you need to get. It is the thing that's going to strip you on the inside, cleanse you from the inside. It's going to sanctify you or consecrate you in the inward part. It's going to be that word. It's going to be that truth. It's going to be him dealing with the inward man, dealing with that character, dealing with your attitude, your gratitude, dealing with your behavior, dealing with motives, dealing with your obedience and your faith. That diet is going to consist of everything that you need so that whenever you go to the place of your prepared place, that you're already ready inwardly for the obedience and the instructions of what God is going to give you. Even if you don't know what all that you're going to do when you get there, but you know that God has set it up. Esther knew that God had set something up that she could never do herself, that she is now being looked at and looked upon by people who never would have looked at her if it had not been for the rebellion of Queen Vashti. God will call someone else to move out of the way because he's the one who exalts, he's the one that puts one up and pulls one down. We have to be ready. We have to be in the position and be pretender before him so we don't miss an opportunity. And while we're being prepared for that day of coming to, in the presence of the king, we have to make sure that we're ready. But this also is in preparation for the spirit realm. We have to be ready when we go in the presence of God. We have to prepare ourselves when we go in the presence of God. We cannot go in the presence of God carrying all the things, the weights, and all the mindsets and attitudes of everything that we've gone through, but we need to be purified, consecrated when we go into the presence of God, especially in a worship service. We need to make sure that everything else is left there, that we get ourselves ready, our mind ready, that we have repented of anything and all sins of omission and commission, that we're in the place now that we've been washed and cleansed and purified, and we're ready to go in the presence of the king and give him holy worship, holy adoration, holy praise, that we ourselves, every time we go into his presence, that we're not just showing up any kind of way, but we're showing up ready to worship him in a corporate setting, but worship him, even if we're by ourselves, worship him and adore him and do it the way that he says. We can't give God any kind of worship, any kind of praise, and think that he's going to receive it. He is not. He is a holy God, and he requires holy worship. So your preparation time is the time that you're getting yourself, your mind, your spirit ready to receive from God, but also to give him worship and to tell him who he is, to give him the adoration that is due him, the honor that is due him, the blessing that is due him from you, and you're choosing to do it just because he's God. So we see that this preparation process is not just in the natural, it is also in the spirit, and God is going to perform something great when we obediently come to him in the right way and worship him with all our heart in humility as we allow him to prepare us for what the table that he has already spread for us. And we see that she gets the things that are needed from the eunuch, and she begins to be processed and changed to the queen that she's already named that. She was already called that, and you have to understand you've already been called and named what God has already named you, even if you have not yet walked into it. He's already called you that queen or that business person, that pastor, that mother, that wife, that husband, that intercessor, whatever it is, he's already called you that before the day comes, but you have to be prepared for that. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining me for Favorite Life. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton, and I pray that you've been encouraged and blessed and that you will continue to hold on as you get ready and get prepared for this place that God is going to use to bless you. Even though it is a place that it looks like it can't be a blessing, God has prepared it. Be encouraged in your day. Be encouraged in your walk, in your worship, and know that God is good all the time in spite of all that it looks like. Have a blessed and wonderful day, and we'll be back tomorrow for the next empowerment of this place, this process. In Jesus' name, amen.